There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. Maybe journal about the people who've shifted your path or the synchronicities that have been popping up. And maybe look at the sign or house of your vertex and explore that energy more. Resonance is just your intuition saying, yes, yes, this matters. So follow the thread gently, let it unfold without pressure. Fate doesn't need you to chase it. Just simply notice it. Your vertex reveals the kind of people who are meant to walk into your life. And your anti-vertex again reveals the kind of person you are when you become part of someone else's awakening. So they're two halves of the same portal, a cosmic in-breath and out-breath. And so as you move through the rest of your week, just notice who's entering your orbit, right? Notice the little synchronicities or the timing or the chance meetings that don't feel like chance at all. Your vertex will always remind you that you're not walking your story alone. Certain souls are written into your timeline for a reason. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to Witchy Wednesday. Before we dive in, of course, I pulled a card for all of us and we got the Two of Pentacles. So this is a little reminder that life is a dance, it's not a test. And this card will ask us to stay flexible and stay curious, of course, and stay open to shifting the weight from one foot to the other without judging yourself for wobbling. If a lot of you are at a bit of a crossroads right now, just know that you're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to rebalance as many times as you need. And I hope that this is a little nudge for you, a little sign. So if you've been juggling a lot lately, emotionally or energetically or spiritually, then perhaps this is your gentle nudge that you're doing better than you think, and the universe isn't asking you to be perfect, right? Never asking you to be perfect, but of course, always asking you to just be present. Just present. Anyway, feel free to connect with me on Substack and Instagram, both at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And I'm listening more than writing right now, but I'm very superstitious about sharing things now until they happen, because a lot of times I would share well before something would happen, and then sometimes it didn't always happen. So now I'm just really excited for something, and when this happens, which will likely happen, cross my fingers this week, we'll see. I will obviously share it and share the journey. But with that said, I haven't been able to do much because I'm at the tail end of this work. That's where my focus is. So I haven't been able to do a Substack yet, but right now I'm listening and reading more than writing, but I'm loving it. I'm loving seeing what other people have to say. I'm loving connecting with you and following you all back. And it's been such a sweet way to feel the community in a more intimate way, I'd say. And also for those of us whose nervous system gets a little overwhelmed with Instagram and TikTok and whatever other social media platform, or we just feel a little turned off, like I'm not crazy about Twitter or X or whatever, or Facebook, this one might be the perfect social media platform for you. I'd say it's great for the soft girly, the highly sensitive person. Some people are very creative writers. Other people just very honest, blunt writers, as if you're having a conversation. And then some people mix it both. And I love that so much. So it's so fun. Some people are artists. I think that it's a great platform for those of us who find other platforms a bit overwhelming. So something to just check out if you haven't been on Substack yet. And I don't know why I'm promoting Substack so much, but it's because I'm so excited to finally have a social media platform that feels more like me. Anyway, with that said, I'll be posting more after this week when, and hopefully if that thing happens. I also can't wait to tell you what it is. But again, I've got to walk before I talk. I've had to learn the hard way on this way too many times, and you who have been listening for a while probably know this. With that said, I want to drop in with you, so let's take a deep breath. Soften your shoulders. And let's drop into today's Witchy Wednesday. Today we're talking about something mystical, whispered, and wildly underestimated in astrology. It's the vertex, also known as the point of fated encounters. So the vertex, this is one of those points in astrology that feels almost secret. Like it wasn't designed for casual reading, but for people who are willing to look a little deeper into why certain souls cross their path. The vertex isn't a planet or a personality trait. It's a mathematical point, almost like a doorway sitting on the right-hand side of your chart, usually in the 5th, 7th, or 8th house. And these are the areas of romance and partnership, intimacy, creativity, all the places where other people tend to change us. And that's really the key word here is change. The vertex is known as the point of fate, like I said. So the place where life gently or not so gently nudges certain people toward you because they're meant to shift your story. These aren't always soulmates, right? They're not always romantic, but sometimes they're a friend you meet in a random airport line, or a stranger who says something that stays with you, or a mentor, or someone who pushes you into your next chapter. So this vertex energy feels like deja vu, they say, and it feels like, oh yeah, you, I've met you before, even if you really haven't. But they're familiar, and it feels like the moment a book plot twists. And so the beautiful thing is that you can actually look up where yours is, like astro-seek.com. Anyway, your vertex is where you're cosmically open, where the right people walk in, where your life says it's time.
I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever. So you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today.
And so when the vertex activates, it usually isn't random. It's almost like the universe casting characters into your life with very specific roles, and they tend to fall into three different archetypes. So we've got the catalyst. These are the people who rush into your life and immediately shift the energy. Like, they spark change and they stir something awake and they reroute the path that you thought you were on. Catalysts aren't always gentle either. Sometimes they're like a plot twist, sometimes they're the breakthrough, and sometimes they're both, but they always appear right when your soul is ready, even if your mind isn't. But you don't forget these people. They're meteors. And then there's the mirror. Mirrors show you who you are and who you are not. They reflect back truth, so emotional truth, your spiritual truth, even shadow truth, with honestly almost eerie accuracy. And you'll know you've met a mirror because your inner world reacts. Maybe you feel triggered. Maybe you feel inspired. Maybe you feel deeply seen, right? Mirrors aren't here to punish. They're here to clarify, and they help you shed illusions and conditioning and masks that you didn't know you were wearing. And then the third is the companion. This is the softest archetype and often the rarest, honestly. Companions are the people who just feel like home from the very first moment. And there's no intensity, there's no chaos, just recognition. They're the ones who stay and the ones who gently influence your direction without forcing anything. And they bring ease and synchronicity and alignment. And so companions don't change your life with impact, but simply with presence. So they're the steady hands of fate. So those are three types of people, the vertex people that, you know, the vertex has been activated when they come into your life. Now we'll talk about something that beautifully weaves into the vertex, which are synchronicity windows. And these are the periods in your life where the universe feels louder, where patterns overlap, where timing becomes suspiciously perfect, and where life keeps tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, 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 pay attention, something's shifting. And you've probably also felt one before, but it's that stretch of days or weeks where you keep seeing the same number, or hearing the same song, or meeting people who mention the same city or book or idea. And it's when themes repeat themselves to the point where you can't ignore them. Synchronicity windows, they can often also feel like you're meeting three new people in a week who all open the same door, or you're hearing the same phrase on a podcast or from a friend or in a dream, or you're feeling pulled toward a place or a decision or a person, you know that feeling? Or a sudden invitation that feels random but strangely right. You know, maybe you should go that direction or accept that invitation. Or honestly, just a soft sense that life is rearranging itself around you. It's not chaos, it's choreography. That's a fun way to look at it, right? And so these windows, they don't mean you must act immediately. They just mean the timing is awake and that you're in a chapter where the universe is whispering, hey, I'm aligning something, so stay open, okay? Okay? Something's happening, something's good, something's aligning, just stay open. So here's the magic. Synchronicity windows often open right before a vertex person arrives. Not always, but often enough that it's worth mentioning. And so it's like the universe is warming you up for this person at first, you know, maybe softening you or guiding you or preparing the soil, maybe even not hardening you, but helping you stay on guard or plant your feet, right? Before planting someone significant in your life. And so my guess is some of you might be in one right now, or maybe you just feel like you went through something and you're making sense of it. So maybe the vertex will, but if you looked yours up, again, easiest place in my opinion is astro-seek.com, and it's simple. It has free astrology calculators, so You can choose the vertex calculator, enter your birth info, and then when you see your vertex, you'll also see anti-vertex. And so those two points are directly opposite each other. The vertex is your point of fated encounters, and the anti-vertex is the energetic doorway you walk out of, where you tend to be the fated person in someone else's life. Interesting, right? So you have both, and they work together. Now let's flow into the part everyone always, of course, is going to wonder about, which is, what does your vertex sign actually mean now that you looked it up on astro-seek.com or wherever you preferred to look it up? But think of the sign your vertex sits in as the flavor of your fated encounter. So the kind of people who tend to shift your path and the qualities they carry and the energy they awaken in you. So here's a breakdown for you, a soft, simple one. So Aries vertex, you meet catalysts, bold, fiery, initiating people who push you into motion or courage or new beginnings, and they awaken your bravery. Taurus vertex, you meet stabilizers, grounded, sensual souls who help you slow down and trust yourself and anchor into worth and simplicity. And then if your vertex is in Gemini, you likely meet teachers, communicators, thinkers, idea people who open your mind and shift your perspective into a single conversation. If your vertex is in Cancer, you meet nurturers, people who awaken emotional truth and softness and family themes, help you reconnect with your heart and intuition. If your vertex is in Leo, you meet expanders, luminous people who inspire confidence and creativity, visibility, and they help you step into your own spotlight. Then the Virgo vertex, you meet healers, guides, mentors, detail-oriented or health-oriented people who refine your routines and your self-care and your path. Then if your vertex is in Libra, you meet partners, you meet your soulmates, collaborators, peacemakers. Relationships become the vehicle of fate for you. So, Scorpio vertex, you meet transformers, deep, magnetic souls who stir shadow work, intimacy, rebirth, and profound emotional evolution. Sagittarius vertex, you meet wanderers, travelers, philosophers, truth seekers who expand your horizons and reroute your sense of meaning. And then if your vertex is in Capricorn, you meet builders, mentors, leaders, disciplined people who influence your career path, structure, ambition, and long-term direction. Aquarius vertex, you meet catalysts of change, deep connections, unconventional people, or innovators who pull you into new timelines. And then, of course, last but not least, vertex in Pisces, you meet mystics, dreamy, artistic, spiritual, or empathic souls who soften you and awaken your connection to the unseen. And remember, these encounters, they aren't random. They're written into your story long before they arrive, they say. That's the way I like to see it. And so the sign simply tells you how fate tends to speak through other people. Also, there's a vertex meaning by house. The house that your vertex is in, this reveals where life is most likely to send people or experiences that change you. So the first house vertex, fate pushes you toward authenticity and self-discovery and becoming who you truly are. If the vertex is in your second house, then destiny unfolds through money and self-worth and values and what you choose to invest in. And then if it's your third house, siblings, messages, conversations, or short trips become the carriers of fate. Fourth house, home, family, ancestry, or roots hold your most significant karmic connections. Fifth house, romantic sparks, creative breakthroughs, children, or inner child joy shift your path. And then if your vertex is in the sixth house, work, health, daily habits, or acts of service become portals of transformation. Seventh house, partnerships, soulmates, long-term unions, or one-on-one connections change everything. Eighth house, deep intimacy, shared resources, emotional rebirth or loss catalyze growth. Then the ninth house, travel, spirituality, education, or cultural experiences open your destiny path. If your vertex is in the 10th house, then career turns, public recognition, mentors, or reputation shifts mark your timeline. 11th house, life-changing friendships, communities, or collective missions shape your purpose. And then finally, if your vertex is in the 12th house,
past life ties, spiritual awakenings, intuition, and the unseen guide your evolution. My vertex, Sagittarius, 5th house, anti-vertex, Gemini, 11th house. And this combo is, of course, so on brand for me because Sagittarius fated people in my life tend to be expanders or travelers, truth seekers, people who shift my worldview, people who push me creatively or romantically, people who arrive during chapters of play and creativity and romance or self-expression. And then the 5th house is the house of joy, love, and creativity and inner child energy. So my big life shifting encounters often happen through creative projects, on adventures, when I'm traveling, or spontaneous moments, or being in love. Yeah, this is the placement of the muse, honestly. And my anti-vertex is in Gemini, the 11th house, the exact opposite of that vibe, and that's where I become the person who changes someone else's path. So my anti-vertex being in Gemini suggests that I show up as a messenger, a communicator, a connector, someone who brings clarity through conversation, someone who changes people through podcasting or ideas, writing, storytelling. And then the 11th house is the house of community and groups and collective energy and friendship. So the anti-vertex I do find fascinating. So when you look yours up, let's say this is again how you show up as a fated person in someone else's life, the energy that you embody when you shift someone's path. So if you see that your anti-vertex is in Aries, you become a catalyst for others, pushing them towards courage and independence and bold new beginnings, and your presence sparks action. If your anti-vertex is in Taurus, then you bring grounding, stability, and calm into people's lives, and you help others find self-worth, patience, and a steadier foundation. And then Gemini, you change people through conversation and ideas and communication and perspective shifts. So it's about your words. Your words become the fated turning point. If your anti-vertex is in Cancer, you become someone's emotional safe place. You awaken softness and healing and family themes or deeper vulnerability in others. If your anti-vertex is in Leo, you inspire confidence and creative expression and self-belief in others, and you become the person who says, shine bigger. Virgo, you guide others towards healing, refinement, better habits, clarity. Your presence brings practical wisdom and alignment. If your anti-vertex is in Libra, you shift people through partnership, harmony, diplomacy, or compassion, so you help others see themselves through the lens of balance and connection. If your anti-vertex is in Scorpio, you awaken depth in others, intimacy, truth, shadow work, transformation. People meet you and evolve. Sagittarius anti-vertex, you expand others' horizons. You become the voice of possibility and meaning and adventure and authenticity. And then Capricorn, you bring structure, discipline, responsibility, or long-term vision to people's lives, and your presence shifts their goals and direction. And then Aquarius anti-vertex, you awaken originality, freedom, friendship, and a sense of belonging to a wider tribe, and you shift others toward authenticity and innovation. And then Pisces, you open spiritual doors for others. Your energy awakens intuition, compassion, imagination, or emotional healing even. And then, of course, by house. So if your anti-vertex is in the first house, you influence others simply by being yourself. Your identity, presence, and authenticity become a catalyst for their awakening. Second house, you teach people about self-worth, stability, values, money, or grounded decision-making. You are the anchor. You become their anchor. And then third house, your words, ideas, conversations, or messages shift someone's path. And so you spark understanding, perspective change, or clarity. Fourth house, you impact others through emotional safety, healing, family themes, or helping them reconnect with their roots. Fifth house, your creativity, joy, charisma, or even romantic presence becomes life-changing for someone, and you inspire their inner child or their artistic side. Sixth house, you help people improve their habits, their health, their work ethic, or self-discipline, and you become their guide toward growth through routine.
Seventh house, you show up as a significant partner or relationship mirror for someone. So you shift their understanding of commitment and balance or union. If your anti-vertex is in the eighth house, your presence triggers deep transformation, intimacy, shadow work, emotional truth, or rebirth in someone else's life. Ninth house, you are someone who expands someone's worldview through wisdom and spirituality and adventure, education, and you awaken meaning or possibility. So 10th house, you influence someone's career, long-term goals, or public identity even, and you become a mentor, motivator, or a stabilizing force. 11th house, you change others through friendship, community, social groups, collective purpose. You connect people to their larger destiny. 12th house, you awaken someone's intuition, spirituality, emotional release, or soul-leveling healing. You appear in their life like a quiet guide. So this is fun. This is a fun new piece of astrology that feels like a secret because it often gets overlooked or ignored or just it's not talked about, right? And if this doesn't resonate with you, let's say that you looked up your vertex and anti-vertex and the house they're in and you're listening to me go over it and you're like, this doesn't really sound like me, that's completely okay. Astrology isn't meant to box you in. It's meant to offer language for possibilities. And sometimes a placement doesn't click until later in life, or it shows up in subtle, unexpected ways. It may not be so obvious. And sometimes it just simply doesn't speak to you. And that's valid too. Take what feels true in astrology, in everything that is ever shared to you spiritually. Leave what doesn't. That's what I always say. I'm very non-dogmatic about approaching spirituality or systems. Truly, take what feels true, leave what doesn't. Above all, trust your own intuition, your own magic. You're not doing astrology wrong if something doesn't resonate. That's fine. It just means your magic speaks a little differently. And that's also telling too when something doesn't resonate. And if you're listening and something totally clicks and this does resonate and you're suddenly thinking of a person or a moment or a chapter of your life, treat that as an invitation to pay attention. Not to force anything or make it deeper than it is, but to notice where life might be nudging you. Maybe journal about the people who've shifted your path or the synchronicities that have been popping up. And maybe look at the sign or house of your vertex and explore that energy more. Resonance is just your intuition saying, yes, yes, this matters. So follow the thread gently. Let it unfold without pressure. Fate doesn't need you to chase it. Just simply notice it. Your vertex reveals the kind of people who are meant to walk into your life. And your anti-vertex again reveals the kind of person you are when you become part of someone else's awakening. So they're two halves of the same portal, a cosmic in-breath and out-breath. And so as you move through the rest of your week, just notice who's entering your orbit, right? Notice the little synchronicities or the timing or the chance meetings that don't feel like chance at all. Your vertex will always remind you that you're not walking your story alone. Certain souls are written into your timeline for a reason. Anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And before you go, don't forget to tune in to Freaky Friday, where we'll talk about where the veil is actually thin and the places and moments where the spirit world feels closest as someone who fully believes in beings on the other side. And so this one is going to be a fun ride. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.